Extract 2, Coketown, from Hard Times by Charles Dickens. The following passage provides us with an excellent example of Dickens's talent for personifying places. Here he describes the industrial city of Coketown. It was a town of red brick, or of brick that would have been red if the smoke and ashes had allowed it. But, as matters stood, it was a town of unnatural red and black, like the painted face of a savage. It was a town of machinery and tall chimneys, out of which interminable serpents of smoke trailed themselves, forever and never got uncoiled. It had a black Nile in it, and a river that ran purple with ill-smelling dye, and vast piles of building full of windows, where there was a rattling and a trembling all day long, and where the piston of the steam engine worked monotonously up and down, like the head of an elephant in a state of melancholy madness. It contained several large streets, all very like one another, and many small streets, still more like one another, inhabited by people equally like one another, who all went in and out at the same hours, with the same sound upon the same pavements, to do the same work, and to whom every day was the same as yesterday, and tomorrow, and every year the counterpart of the last and the next. These attributes of Coketown were in the main inseparable from the work by which it was sustained. Against them were to be set off comforts of life which found a way all over the world, and elegances of life which made, we will not ask how much, of the fine lady who could scarcely bear to hear the place mentioned.